So we'll just we'll carry on as usual. Our speaker this evening will be Eric Peterson. Those of you who were with us last week will remember that he gave us the introduction to the Gospel of John, and he's going to carry on tonight in John chapter 1, going up to approximately verse 13, hoping to give us an understanding of what the book of John is all about. So that's our plan for this evening. We should have a couple of advance announcements. For many of you, it's no surprise that we're going to have a Chinese New Year coming up in February.
那今天晚上呢，我们的学习正常进行。如果大家前两周来的话，就知道现在呢是 Eric Peterson 弟兄呢在给我们讲这个约翰福音。他已经讲了两讲，一个是约翰福音的全书的一个简介，另外还有就是上节呢讲了这个一章的一个开头的前五节。那他今天呢，主若许可的应该会讲到十三节继续来看约翰要告诉我们什么。那另外呢，我们有几个提前的通知。那一个呢，就是二月份的时候呢会有这个农历新年。
My understanding is that New Year's Day is Saturday the 10th of February.
那据我理解呢，这个农历新年的初一呢应该是星期六，就是二月十号。
So we're planning a special New Year's Sunday on February the 11th.
那我们教会呢会在2月11号这个主日呢会有一个特别的活动。
But we are not having a special program on New Year's Eve.
但是呢在大年夜这一天呢我们就没有特别的安排。
Many of you have family commitments for that evening, and so it's been decided that we will cancel our Friday evening meetings, both on Zoom and for the children and the youth downstairs as well. We'll not have a meeting Friday the 9th of February, which is 2 weeks from tonight.
那很多那个家庭呢在大年夜这天晚上呢都会有一些家庭的安排，所以呢我们就决定在两周以后的那这个星期五的晚上呢，就是二月九号的这个晚上的活动呢就取消，不管是 Zoom 上的还是在现场的，包括孩子和年轻人的活动呢都暂停一次，那就是二月九号的晚上，那就是国内的二月十号的上午，就是大年初一的这一次的这一周的学习呢暂停一次。
We will, however, have a special program on Sunday. We're hoping to have the choir sing to us. We will have a few other special items, a fellowship lunch, and we're hoping that our brother Halong will be speaking to us that Sunday morning.
那我们在2月11号的这个主日呢会有一些特别的安排，一个是诗班呢会有献唱，然后我们会有这个团契的午餐，然后那天呢讲道的人应该是何浪。
So we will have the fellowship lunch, probably something else special on that occasion as well we're working on, and so make sure that you're able to be here Sunday the 11th of February for our family Bible hour.
然后那个在午餐的那天午餐的时候呢，可能我们还在计划会安排一些特别的内容，那希望大家呢尽可能那天都能来，就是二月十一号的主日一起来敬拜神，也一起来参加我们的团契午餐。
So again, welcome to all who are with you tonight, with us tonight, this morning, excuse me, as the case may be. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we're going to ask Eric to minister to us from the book of John.
那再次欢迎今天所有来参加的弟兄姐妹们，我们一起做一个开始的祷告，然后我们就请 Eric 弟兄来给我们讲课。
So Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us together from so far away tonight.
主，我们感谢您从这么远把我们召聚在一起。
We pray, Lord, that you will bless our activities. We pray for the youth downstairs. that they may learn the great truths of God, that they will be encouraged to receive the Lord as their Savior and to walk with Him.
主，我们求您祝福我们的活动，也祝福楼下的孩子们和年轻人的活动，求您让他们能够听到神伟大的真理，也能够愿意接受耶稣做他们的救主，并与他同行。
And we pray also for the adults upstairs and on Zoom, Lord. We want to thank you for each individual who's with us at this time.
那也求您祝福我们楼上成人的圣经学习和以及 Zoom 上的朋友们求您带领我们每一个人，祝福我们每一个人。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you will speak to each of our hearts.
主，我们的祈求是求您对我们每个人的心说话。
We've been talking about New Year, and we're thankful for a New Year.
我们刚才讲到要过农历新年了，我们为新年感谢您。
But we remember the Scripture says that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
我们记得圣经说过，每一个在耶稣基督里的人都是新造的人了。
Old things are passed away, Scripture says, and all things have become new.
圣经说，旧事已过，一切所有的事都变成新的了。
And Lord, because of that, we acknowledge that we need you to make us new.
但正因为如此，主啊，我们需要你，使我们变成新的。
And so we pray especially that at this New Year's season, you will be gracious to us and transform us into more into the image of your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，主啊，我们祈求你在这新年的时候，你能够改变我们，更新我们，让我们能够越来越像你的儿子主耶稣基督的样式。
So again, Lord, our prayer is that you'll bless us tonight, and we ask your help and give thanks in Jesus' name.
主，我们祈求您祝福我们今天晚上的时间，我们祈求您给我们帮助，我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, good evening.
大家晚上好。
It's good to see each one here tonight.
很高兴今天晚上看到大家。
And welcome again to those who are on Zoom in China and other places.
也欢迎在 Zoom 上的，不管是从中国还是从其他地方连线进来的朋友们。
We're beginning some studies in the book of John.
那我们已经开始学习这个约翰福音了。
Now, the book of John, I don't think there is one word that you need to look up in a dictionary. They're all very simple words.
那我觉得约翰福音里面应该没有任何一个词呢，你是需要查字典才能明白的，因为这里的词都很简单。
And yet the spiritual ideas that are expressed in the book of John are almost beyond human, well, they are.Beyond human understanding.
但是我相信这些简单的词所蕴含的这个属灵的意义是超过人的思想所能够明白的。
The main theme of the book of John is that one came down from heaven. God himself came down from heaven in the person of his son.
那约翰福音的一个主题呢，就是神呢以他儿子的这个借着他的儿子就是来到这个人间。
And so in the Gospel of John, John the writer presents this one who was with the Father, sent by the Father to come into the world and manifested here.
所以约翰福音呢，要在他的这个支卷书里呢，就向我们展示这一位一直与父同在，又被父拆下来拆下来，然后来到这个人间来显明他的父的这一位圣子。
I'd like to just review the first few verses of this gospel because it is so profound. I think we need to grasp those concepts clearly before we proceed into the rest of the book.
那我们一起来再回顾一下我们上周学的这前几节经文，因为这其中的这个含义啊实在是太深刻了，是很难准确的把握的，所以我们需要重新再回顾一下然后呢才能帮助我们学习继续学习下面的经文。
Now, if you have your Bibles, we're going to look at the first three verses, and there we find four profound statements.
那如果你有圣经的话，请跟我一起读这个约翰福音的一章的前三节，就是一到三节。我们会发现这三节经文里面呢，有四句特别深奥的宣告。
The first is, in the beginning was the Word.
那第一个呢，就是太初有道。
The Word never had a beginning, in other words.
换句话说呢，就是道啊，它是没有起头的。
It speaks of the word as eternal in his being.
那这句话说的就是这个道啊，它是有永恒的特质的。
In other words, at the beginning of time, the word already was.
也就是说，在时间的起头的那一刻呢，道就已经在那里了，就已经有了道。
As far back as we can go in history, we can only go back to the moment of beginning.
那我们追溯这个历史的这个起头啊，那最早的那一刻呢，就是在这个时间的开始的那一刻了。
But he was already there.
但那时候呢，道就已经在那里了。
The second idea is that it says the word was with God.
那第二个宣称呢，就是道与神同在。
That is, the Word was separate from God. He was a distinct person himself.
那换句话说呢，就是道和神呢是分开的，他是一个独立的存在。
He was distinct from the Father, but in communion with Him. He was with the Father.
那虽然他跟父呢是和父神呢是一个分开的一个存在，他是一个独立的个体，但是呢他却和神在一起有交通。
The third statement is that the word was God.
那第三句话呢就是道就是神。
That presents him as equal with the Father.
这给我们展示呢就是他与父是同等的。
And then in verse 3 It sounds like a repetition of what went before, which is true, but it actually presents another idea.
那第二节经文呢，看上去有一点重复，但实际上呢，它是表明了另外一个意思。
He was in the beginning with God.
这道太初与神同在。
That is, he has an unchanging relationship with God.
这句话说的就是他和神的关系啊，是这个关系是没有改变过的。
In other words, he did not become the Son at creation.
换句话说呢，他不是被造出来成为了才成为神的儿子的。
So he's the eternal Son, eternal in his nature, eternal and equal with his Father, and he is with him in communion.
所以他是一个永恒的神子，那他的这个永恒是他的一个本性，他是永远的，在永恒中就是和父同在的。
Just a little explanation too about the Word. He's called the Word here. It sounds like a strange title for him.
那我要再解释一下，他这里呢被称作道，这个听上去呢，他给他叫这样一个称呼呢，有一点奇怪。
But it's through our words that we express who we are to others.
那我们都是通过话来表达出我们是什么，是谁的。
A person that cannot speak, it's almost as though they don't have a personality. They can't reveal their personalities.
那如果一个人不能说话的话呢，他就不能把他的这个他的这个个性啊，他的性情表达出来。
A dumb person who cannot speak can't tell anyone where they're from, what their desires are, what they are thinking.
所以一个不能说话的人呢，就是 不能向别人表达他是从哪里来，他的这个愿望是什么，他在想什么。
And so without the word, God would not be able to reveal himself.
所以离开了这个道呢，神就没有办法启示他自己。
I mean, he reveals himself in creation, but we only understand by that his great power.
当然神也可以借着这个创造的万有来启示他，但是我们在万有中呢只能够明白神的能力。
It's the same as looking at an artist's picture. We see the picture, but we don't know the artist until we begin to converse with them.
这有点像呢我们看一幅著名的画家画的一幅画，我们只能看到画，但是我们不能认识这个画家的本人，除非呢我们跟画家有着交通。
So as the word, he is the full expression of God.
所以道啊，他就是道，这个位格呢，他就是神的一个完全的表达。
He expresses the mind of God.
他把神的思想给表达出来了。
Later on in verse 18, we read that he is also the Son.
那在一章的十八节里面呢，往后读的我们会看到，他也同时是神的儿子。
These two titles go together.
这个道和这个儿子呢，这两个他的这个对他的称呼呢是一起的。
We might say the word expresses the mind of God, whereas the son expresses the heart of God.
所以我们可以这样说，就是道啊，把神的思想表达出来，就像一个儿子把他的父亲表现出来一样。
And then in verse, four, we have another statement.
We skipped.
In verse four, yes, here.
We skipped verse three.
In him was life.
Okay. 第四节呢说，生命在他里头。
There, all things, sorry, verse three, I'm sorry, yes. Yeah.
第三节啊。
Verse three, it says, all things were made through him.
万物是借着他造的。
That is his full creatorial glory. His full, as a creator, we see the glory revealed through his creation.
这里呢，启示的就是他作为造物主的这个荣耀，就是借着他造的万物呢，我们看见了，反射出了他的荣耀。
And it continues on, and without him nothing was made that was made.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And that confirms the fact that he was uncreated, because everything else was created. Nothing that was made was not made by him.
所以这句话呢，就再次的确实他不是被造的，因为凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And then in verse four and five, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
然后我们再看四节和五节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
He is the life-giving power and the source of all life.
所以呢，他是具备赐生命的这个能力的，他是所有生命的源头。
In him was that life.
生命呢，是在他里头的。
So now, let's read in verse, five. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
好，我们再读一下第五节，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So here's the first problem that I see.
那这是我们看到的第一个问题。
Here's the eternal Son, the very expression of God. How will God reveal this one? Who is the light? How will the light be shown to people who are blind?
这个问题是什么呢？就是他是永恒的神的儿子，他也是神的完全的一个表达。那么神准备怎么把这个神子，就是这个道自己，把它向人启示出来呢？
It says, that the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness could not grasp it, couldn't comprehend it.
就像这句话里面说的，就是光照在黑暗里，但是黑暗却抓不住它，就是黑暗却不明白它。
Just like a blind person, they have no ability to be able to see the light.
就像一个瞎子，他是没有不具备这个能力能看到光的。
There was a man born blind, we read in chapter 9.
在约翰福音的九章里，我们读到有一个生来瞎眼的瞎子。
He was blind from birth.
他一生下来就是瞎的。
He had never seen the light of the sun.
他从来没有看到过太阳的光。
This strange faculty that others talked about, he had never experienced.
那别人所谈论的事情呢，他从来都没有经历过。就别人说他们看见什么，他从来没有经历过。
He couldn't imagine what it would be like to be able to see.
因为他也没他看不见，所以他也没有办法想象那到底是什么样子。
Now, when Adam sinned, he became blind, spiritually blind.
当亚当犯罪了以后呢，他在属灵上就瞎了。
God was now his enemy, and he was in darkness.
那现在他成了神的敌人，他就住在黑暗里了。
That is spiritual darkness.
就是属灵的黑暗。
The Lord Jesus is the source of spiritual light.
那主耶稣呢，却是这个属灵的光的源头。
Just like a blind person can't see the light of the sun, a person who is born spiritually separated from God is in spiritual darkness, cut off from the life of God.
那就像一个瞎子他看不见这个太阳的光芒一样的，一个生来就在最终就是与神隔绝的这个人呢，生在属灵黑暗里的人呢，他也看不见这属灵的光。
So if how then would God be able to reveal himself then to a blind world?
所以神要怎么向这个黑暗的世界来启示他自己呢？这个眼瞎的世界怎么向这个眼瞎的世界启示他自己呢？
That'll be the subject of our next few moments.
那就是我们接下来要讲的一个内容了。
We read in verse 6.
就第六节。
That there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
John would be the forerunner. He would go ahead of the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus.
那约翰呢，会是主耶稣基督来到这个世上的这个先驱啊，就是做先锋的。
The word would be made flesh and come into the world, a world that is blind. How could God reveal this light?To those who are blind, that's the question.
所以我们现在有了一个问题，就是道呢要就是道啊，耶稣自己他要变成肉身，他取了肉身要来到世上，但是怎么向这个眼瞎的这个世界来启示这个道成肉身的神的儿子呢？这是我们面对的一个要面对的一个问题。
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1.
好，我们一起翻到希伯来书的一章。
The writer of the Hebrews is writing to the nation of Hebrews.
那希伯来书的这个作者呢，他写这卷书是写给这个希伯来这个民族的，就是以色列人。
They had the light of the scriptures.
他们是有圣经的光给赐给他们的。
They had the record of the prophets.
他们也有先知的这个预言记录下来。
And so he begins his writing to them by saying, God,who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son.
神既在古时借着众先一节啊，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
God was revealing then some light through the Spirit of God.Through the prophets of Israel.
所以神在以前呢是借着 以色列的这些先知啊，通过这个圣灵呢，把一些光已经启示出来了。
Those prophets, they spoke of God on high that would ultimately send a savior into the world.
所以他们这些先知呢是替这个在天上的神说话，就是告诉世人呢，神会派一个救主来拯救这个世人。
They were messengers, in a sense, to prepare the way for the coming into the world of the Son of God.
所以呢，他们就是那个传话人，某种意义上呢，他们就在为这个圣子能够进到人间来预备道路。
But the clearest, and most important, revelation of God would come through the Lord Jesus himself.
但是最重要的、最清楚的关于神的启示呢，要借着耶稣基督来的。
He says, in these last days, he's spoken to us in his Son.
所以第二节他说，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。
That's the word of God.
他的儿子就是神之道。
His life was God's great statement.
那他的生命呢，就是对神最伟大的一个宣告了。
Now turn with me over to Peter, 2 Peter.
我们再翻到彼得后书。
2 Peter in chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 19.
第一章第十九节。彼得后书一章十九节。
And Peter's talking just about, he's talking about this very thing.
那彼得在这里讲的也是这个事情。
He says, so we have the prophetic word confirmed.
他说我们并有先知更确的预言。
That is the word that the Old Testament prophets, they prophesied. Peter is saying that it's confirmed because their predictions, their prophecies have come true.
那彼得就是说呢，在旧约里面这些先知的预言啊，他们都是确实的。为什么呢？因为他们所预言的预告的这些事情呢，已经成真了。
But they're like a little lamp, as it were.Shining in a dark place.
他们就像这个一盏灯啊，在这个暗处在照耀。
It's just that, like at nighttime, you have a small light, that lights just the immediate portion where you are.
就像在黑暗的时候呢，你手里拿着一点点光，这个光呢，只能照到它紧靠在它就是它自己周围的那一点地方。
But when the sun rises, what happens?
但是如果太阳升起的话，会怎么样呢？
The light of a little candle or lamp is useless.
那就是这个蜡烛的光或者这个油灯的光呢，就没有用了。
Because a greater light is shining.
因为大光已经在闪耀了。
And that's what he says here. We have that prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to take heed as a light that shines in a dark place until...The day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
所以十九节他说，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
What he's saying is that the spiritual illumination is not an illumination for the eyes, but the spiritual eyes, which is the heart.
也就是说，这个属灵的光啊，不是为我们的肉眼预备的，是它要照亮我们属灵的眼睛的，也就是照亮我们的心的。
The day star is another term for the sun。
那就是这个晨星啊，出现的时候就是太阳要出现的时候了。
And so now, the Lord Jesus shining in our hearts, we have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.In the person of our Lord Jesus.
所以现在主耶稣基督的光照到了我们的心里，我们借着主耶稣他的这个人呢，我们就看到了整个神的荣耀。
But we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit here.
现在我们有讲的有点超前
了。We want to talk about him coming into the world, the incarnation.
我们还是要回去讲他道成肉身来到这个世上。
In order to prepare man for this once in an eternity event,God sends a man.
那为了预备啊，这个永恒当中独一无二的这个世界呢，就是圣子道成肉身来到这世上这件事呢，神呢现在预备了一个人。
We read there in verse 6 again, there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
那就是第六节说有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
John, the word John, the name John means the grace of God.
那约翰这个名字的意思呢，就是神的恩典。
Right away we have an idea that something wonderful is going to happen.
那我们一听这个名字，我们就知道哦，一定有些什么美好的事情要发生了。
He could have been called another name like the judgment of God on the darkness.
或者因为他完全可以叫另外一个名字，比如说神对黑暗的审判。
But God in His grace is going to give man an opportunity to see the light.
但是神的恩典呢，他因着他的恩典呢，他会再给人一个机会能够看到光。
Zechariah, his father, prophesied about this man, John.
那他的父亲呢，就是施洗约翰的父亲呢，曾经对他的儿子有过预言。
In Luke chapter 1,
就是路加福音的一章。
And verse 76.
76节。
And he's prophesying about this child that was given to him, who would be the forerunner of the one who would come from heaven.
那他要对这个赐给他的这个孩子讲预言，他呢要成为这个将要来的这一位，就是这个救赎主的这个先锋。
Look what he says about this man.
我们来看看他对这个人是怎么预言的。
You child will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins.Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
我们读路加福音一章的76到79节，孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的前面，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Just like the sun rising above the horizon on a clear summer day.
那就像这个一个晴朗的夏天的早晨呢，太阳从这个地平线上升起的那个景象一样。
So the man from heaven, the Word himself, will arise and come into the world.
那从天上来的这个道啊，他会进到这个世界里来。
And to give light, he says there in.Verse 79, to give light to those who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death.
79节说他来呢是要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
Now this forerunner John was a great man.
这个先锋啊约翰这个先锋啊他也是一个伟大的人。
He was in the last of the prophets of the Old Testament.
他是旧约先知当中的最后一位。
There had been 400 years between Malachi, who was the last prophet of the Old Testament, and then John the Baptist, who comes in the New Testament as the last prophet. There were 400 years, silent years, God had not spoken.
那旧约的这个记载的最后一个先知啊，就是马拉基，一直到这个新约出现的这个施洗约翰这个最后一位先知呢，这中间呢隔了400年，在这400年里面呢，神是沉默的。
And now the last prophet will come.
那现在这最后一位先知要来了。
But John was more than just a great prophet.
那约翰呢，远远不止只是一个伟大的先知。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们看这个马太福音的11章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
But what did you go out to see? A prophet? This is the Lord Jesus speaking about John.
他说你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？这是主耶稣在谈论施洗约翰。
Yes, I say to you, he's more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist.
我们读这个九节啊到第十一节的前半段，他说：“你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。”
The greatest man to ever set foot on earth was John the Baptist.
就所有在这个世上行走过的人呢，最伟大的就是施洗约翰了。
He was greater than Noah.
他比挪亚还要大。
Greater than Abraham.
比亚伯拉罕还要大。
Greater than Samuel the prophet.
他比先知撒母耳还要大。
David.
比大卫要大。
Even Daniel.
甚至比但以理还要大。
Or the great Isaiah.
也比伟大的这个以赛亚还要大。
Of all men born, he was the greatest.
所有妇人所生的里面，他是最大的。
Never mind the great men of the world like Nebuchadnezzar or Cyrus or Alexander the Great.
更不用提就是这个不是属神的，就是这个世上的这些知名的人了，比如说尼布甲尼撒呀，亚历山大大帝呀，Cyrus.
Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, Alexander.
我忘了那个中文怎么说。对，反正那个就是忘了 ，the Chinese name.
Okay, yeah. God reserved for Himself in order for the one to introduce His great Son. He reserved for himself the greatest man that ever set foot on earth.
那为了要引荐呢，或者说就是做他的要来到这个世上的儿子的先锋啊，神为他自己留下了一个在世人当中最伟大的那个人。
He would be the announcer of a brand new dispensation.
所以他要做那个全新的一个时代的开始的宣告者。
Because something different would happen when Jesus came into the world.
因为当耶稣来到这个世上的时候呢，是有一些完全不一样的事情要发生了。
We know, as we've looked at already, that the Son was eternal with the Father.
我们以前前面都读过了，这个圣子呢是在永恒里就跟父在一起的。
But now he was going to add something to that deity.
那现在呢，他要在他这个神性中要增加一点什么了。
He was going to add humanity.
他要在这个神性上再加上人性。
God would become a man.
就是神要成为一个人。
That's irreversible.
而且这个是不可逆的。
It happened in Bethlehem.
这件事情呢是发生在伯利恒
，a little city in Israel，
在以色列当中是一个小城
，2,000 years ago，
两千年前。
It will never change. He will always be a man.
而且这件事永不会再改变了，因为他永远都会是一个人。
But more than that, he will be the man who died on the cross.
而且这个人呢还要死在十字架上。
A man there is indeed in heaven.
而且这个人呢现在也在天上。
Because he was raised from the dead.
因为他已经从死里复活了。
This is mystery of mysteries.
这是奥秘中的奥秘。
So, this man John then, he was just a voice.
所以这个人呢就是施洗约翰，他只是一个声音，一把声音。
Although the greatest man on earth that ever lived on earth,John never claimed anything for himself.
虽然他是这世上活过的人中最伟大的那个人，但他从来不为自己说什么。
When he was asked who he was, he said, "I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness."
当别人问他你到底是谁的时候，他说我只是在那个旷野有人声喊着的那把声音。
He said, "There's one coming after me who's greater than I."
他说在我之后来的要比我大得多。
He said, he must increase and I must decrease.
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He said, I'm not even worthy to stoop down and as like a slave perform the labor of undoing his sandals.
但是我就是连做一个奴仆的事情啊，就蹲下来给他做一个奴仆该做的事，就解他的鞋带啊，我都不配。
That's the great distance between the best, the greatest man on earth and the humble son of God from the Father's bosom.
所以你看，这里就描述了这个差距啊，就是在世上最伟大的人和这个最谦卑的神的儿子之间的差距。
But here we read in verse 7 that he came as a witness.
然后我们看到第七节说，这人来呢，为要做见证。
This man, John, came for a witness.
所以这个人来了是要来做见证的。
To bear witness of the light that all through him might believe.
就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
The blind, they need to be told that there is light.
所以一个眼瞎的人呢，得别人告诉他有光。
They need to be told that there's a way in which they might get the light.
而且他要别人告诉他有一个方式能够得着光。
Now the man born blind in chapter 9, he had never seen light.
那就像约翰福音九章里面那个生来的瞎眼的瞎子一样，他从来没有看到过光。
There was another blind man outside of Jericho when the Lord Jesus came by.
那还有一个瞎子呢，是当主耶稣路过这个耶利哥城的时候，在城外有一个瞎子。
And he realized that he needed the help of this one who could heal him.
他意识到他需要这个能医治他的人的帮助。
He cried out, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy up, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me.
他喊着说耶稣啊，大卫的子孙，请你怜悯我。
And Jesus came to him.
然后耶稣就走到他那里去了。
Or he called him to himself.
耶稣把他叫到自己这里来。
And the man came, Bartimaeus came before the Lord Jesus.
所以这个巴多底买这个人呢，就来到主耶稣这里了。
And he asked the man.
主耶稣就问他。
What would you like me to do for you?
你想让我为你做什么？
He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight.
他说主啊，我想能看见。
Now somehow Bartimaeus knew about sight. He may have gone blind through illness or disease or some other thing. Injury perhaps.
那我们认为呢巴多底买他是以前是见过光的，他可能是因为生病啊或者受伤啊他才失去了视力的。
But the difference between the man born blind and John chapter 9, the man had never seen. He couldn't say, Lord, that I may receive my sight. I don't even know what it is.
但是那个约翰福音九章那个生来瞎眼的瞎子就不一样了。他从来没有见过光，所以他都不知道见到是什么意思，所以他都不能跟主说我想要看见。
So Jesus, he spat on the ground and he made a little bit of clay out of the dust of the ground, and he anointed the eyes of that blind man.
所以主耶稣对他呢用的方法就是吐唾沫在这个地上，用这个泥土呢做成这个像粘土一样的，就抹在他的眼睛上。
Here's what he did.
这是他所做的。
He said, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam."
主说你去到那个希罗亚池子去洗。
Well, the man could have said to himself, he's already put mud on my eyes. What good is that? I've never been able to see. There's no opportunity for me to see. I don't want to change. It could be shocking to me. I'm not sure. I don't want to do anything.
那这个瞎子也可以说，那我他已经抹了我的在眼上抹了泥了，也没有用啊。我不想改变，我什么都不想做。
But what did he do? He went. He obeyed the word of God.
但是他做了什么呢？他去了，他顺服了神的话。
He went to the pool of Siloam.
他去了这个希罗亚池子。
He washed his eye.
他洗了他的眼睛。
And he could see.
然后他就能看见了。
And that's exactly what John the Baptist came to do.
这就是施洗约翰来做的事情。
He was the very spokesman of God.
他就是神的发言人。
He said, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness.
我就是在那个旷野。
Repent, he said, and receive the king.
旷野喊的那个声音，他说，你们要悔改，接受这个王。
And those who truly repented, they would be able to see.
那些真心悔改的人，他们就能看见了。
They would see in order that they might receive the one he spoke about.
他们能够看见了，为了这样他们就能够接受约翰所提到的那一位，把这一位接到心里了。
So he came as the witness then of the light.
所以呢，他来呢是为光做见证的。
That everyone through him, he says there in verse 7, might believe.
第七节说叫众人因他可以信。
Verse 8 it says he was not that light. John was not that light.
第八节说他不是那光，就施洗约翰不是那光。
But he was sent to bear witness of that light.
但是神把他差来呢是为这个光做见证的。
That was, it says verse 9, that was the true light that lights which gives light to every man coming into the world.
第九节说那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
That's the true light.
他说那光是真光。
Buddha said, I have seen the light.
那菩萨哈，就是对佛祖说我见过那光。
Muhammad said, I know the way to the light.
那穆罕默德说呢，我知道去到那光的路。
Jesus is the true light.
但是耶稣是那真光。
Those other lights, they were not real lights.
那些其他的光呢都不是真光。
They did not give spiritual illumination.
他们不会给你属灵的光。
That light that as he came into the world, that light shone on all men.
所以当这个光来到世上的以后呢，他就照亮了一切世上的人。
How far did that light penetrate?
这光能够照到多远呢？
It penetrated all through the consciousness of man worldwide.
它可以照亮这个全世界人所有有良知的人。
The word has gone out to the corners of the earth.
这个话啊，就是这个道啊，能够到这个世界的每一个角落。
And where there was no preacher to preach the truth, God would send one.
如果那个地方呢是没有传道人来传讲真理的话呢，神会派一个传道人去的。
There's a story I read a few years ago, may not have all the details exact, but it's a story that took place in the mountains of Burma.
前几年呢，我读过一个故事，可能有些细节呢不一定准确。这故事说呢是在Burma 的这个山区，这个 Burma 是哪个国家？就中文我不知道怎么说，就是这个国家的一个山区里。
There was a remote tribe of people who were worshiping idols in spiritual darkness.
那在这个偏远的山区里面呢，很这个偏僻的地方呢，有一群的这个族裔啊，一族人呢，他们是在属灵的黑暗里呢敬拜偶像的。
And the people, some of the people began to have dreams.
但其中有些人呢就开始做梦了。
They had dreams of two white men with a book that would come and tell them the way of truth.
他们梦见呢有两个穿白衣的人呢手里拿一本书要告诉他们真理。
Now, at the same time, in England, far away, in two little churches in England, Godspoke to two young men.
那与此同时呢，在很遥远的英国，两个很小的这个教会里面呢，神对其中的两个年轻人说话。
He told them, I want you to go to Burma.
神对他们说呢，我想让你们去 Burma.
These men went to Burma, to the hill tribes, that was in just over the border from southwest China.
Oh, 是
Southwest China, Burma.
他们就是从这个中国的西南部翻过山了以后，就到了这个Burma 了这个地方了。
And when they came into the village, The people said, we have been waiting for you.
等他们来到这个村子里的时候呢，村里的人说，啊，我们就在等你们呀。
God had given light concerning his truth.
所以神是会把他关于他真理的光赐给人的。
Now I'm sure some of you have come here to Vancouver. And what brought you here?
那我相信很多人你们来那个温哥华啊，是什么把你们带来的呢？
Maybe there was some spiritual longing for you to come here to hear the gospel.
也可能就是你们心里啊有这种属灵的渴望，想要听到真理，想要听到福音，才把你们带来的。
Maybe you thought it was the for economics, maybe for a better schooling for your children, or maybe cleaner air to breathe. I might have been one of the reasons.
也可能你自己认为是，比如说是经济上的原因啊，或者是为了孩子更好的教育啊，甚至是为了更清新的空气啊，你来的。
Or was it God's voice calling you?
但是是不是会有神的声音在，是神在呼召你呢？
Recognizing that you wanted to see God.
你意识到你想要看见神。
Well, John was just that. He was the witness for the true light that brings light to everyone coming into the world.
那施洗约翰呢，就是为着真光做见证的。这真光呢，要照亮一切生在世上的人。
Now, a little explanation about the term the world. What does the word mean by the world?
那我们来解释一下这个词，这个世上，就是这个世人。
We're not talking here about the landmass, geographical landmasses, or the seas, or the surface features of the earth.
那我们讲的不是这个地理意义上的这个世界啊，不是讲的这个地面啊，这个地理上的这个东西。
We're talking about the social and the economic, the philosophical ideas of the world of people.
那我们讲的是这个世上人的哲学体系，这个就是这个世人的这些社会的这个体系。
The world as used in scripture it describes human systems that are in opposition to God's kingdom.
那圣经里对这个世界的这个定义呢，是与神的国度为敌的，或者说抵挡的这个人类的这个社会，人类的体系，人类的系统。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse, or yes.
我们看彼得前书。
First Peter 2, rather.
彼得前书的二章。
And verse 9.
第九节。
He says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him. Listen to this.He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And that true light, that reveals man for who he truly is.
所以这真光啊，启示人，人到底是谁。
Well, why doesn't everybody come to the light then?
那为什么不是所有人都来救光呢？
If you're lost at night in darkness and you see a little bit of light far off in the distance, do you ignore that light?
那如果你是在晚上的这一片漆黑当中走丢了的话，如果迷路的话，如果你看到远方有很微弱的一点光的话，你会忽视这光吗？
That light means there's someone there that can help you, to save you.
因为这光意味着在那里可能有人能够帮助你，救你。
But why isn't the world then following what light they have?
那为什么这个世界不跟着这个他们已经有的这个光走呢？
John chapter 3 verse 17 tells us that. Why?
我们看这个约翰福音的三章十七节啊，这节经文呢就告诉我们的原因。
John chapter 3, John chapter Is it 19? Yes, verse 19, thank you.
3章19节。
He says, and this is the judgment, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
他说光来到世间啊，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
And so oftentimes a person, they may get a little bit of light come into their lives. Someone explains about Jesus, or they hear about God's mercy. Some little thing comes into their life.
那有的时候啊，有一个人，有的人他会在他的一生中得，有的时候有那么一个时刻呢，他会得到一点光，比如说有人跟他解释了耶稣基督，给他解释了这个福音，所以就是这样一点光呢，进到了他的生命里。
But rather than follow that light, they turn away because they know that if they go to the light, it will expose them for who they really are.
但是呢，他们没有跟随这个光继续往前走，相反呢，他们是转离了这个光。为什么呢？因为他们知道，如果他靠近这光呢，就会把他们真的是一个什么样真实的这个人呢，给显露出来了。
The light of God, when it shines into the heart, it shows man how sinful he really is.
因为神的这个真光照到人心里呢，就会显明，向这个人显明他是一个什么样的罪人。
Verse 10. We'll go back to the first chapter of the book of John then. Look at verse 10.
好，我们再回到约翰福音的一章十节。
It says he was in the world. The world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
他说他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He veiled his glory. When he came into the world, that light, people couldn't see that light.
所以当他来到这个世界的时候，他把他的荣耀给遮起来了，就是盖住了，就是人看不到他的光。
If he had come without veiling his glory, no one would be able to stand in his presence.
那如果他来到世界的时候，不把他的荣耀遮住的话呢，那没有人能在他的面前站立得住。
And so he veiled all his glories.
所以他把他所有的荣耀都遮起来了。
And he humbled himself and became like a servant.
所以他谦卑自己啊，把自己变成了一个奴仆的样式。
And when he came into the world didn't know him.
所以他来到这个世界，世界却不认识他。
The world system, what they think is great, is someone who is powerful in themselves, who can rise to the top and lead many people, get many riches, build big cathedrals and so on, and palaces.
那在这个世界这个系统里面，人认为什么样的人是伟大的呢？就是那些能够爬到顶峰，然后带着一大群人去，然后获得很多的财富，能够建立一个自己的宫殿、自己的王国那样的人。他们认为这种很大有能力的人，他们是伟大的。
When Jesus came into the world, he took a very the lowest place in the world.
但是当耶稣来到世上的时候呢，他却取了这个世上最低微的位置。
He didn't borrow any of this world's glories.
他一点都没有抢夺这个世界的荣耀。
He didn't go to the best schools.
他没有上过最好的学校。
He didn't have the best education.
他没有获得过好的教育。
But he was in constant communion with his Father. There's where he had his wealth.
但是他却始终跟他的天上的父呢保持沟通，因为他所有的财富都在父那里。
It says the world didn't know him.
所以这里这节经文说世界却不认识他。
They should have.
世界的人应该认识他的。
The things that he said and the things that he did.
因为通过他所说的话所做的事，他们应该认出他。
His wisdom was far beyond the greatest minds of his day.
那他的智慧远远超过他所处的那个同时代的那些最伟大的、最智慧的人了。He
could silence a whole crowd of Jewish lawyers.
那他可以让一大群的这个律法师啊，就是犹太人的律法师闭嘴。He
could command the sea to be calm.
他可以让海平静。He
commanded the waters and walked on the waters, and disease and death held no difficulty for him to cure.
那他可以在水面上行走，无论什么样的病，甚至死亡，对他来说都毫无困难，都可以医治。
But there were some watchers who saw who he was.
但是的确有那么一些人，他们在旁边看着，他们看出了他是谁。
They were spirit beings.
这些都是属灵的人。
These were devils.
这些都是灵界的东西，他们就是那个邪灵。
Whose prince was called the prince of darkness.
那他们的王呢，就叫做黑暗之王。
And you say they could see spiritual light.
他们能够看到属灵的光。
But it was no longer available to them.
但是他们在神再没有给他们机会了。
They were confirmed in their darkness.
他们已经被陷在他们的这个黑暗里了。
But when they saw him, they didn't see just a preacher from Galilee.
当他们看到耶稣的时候，他们不只是看见了一个从加利利来的讲道人。
They would cry out, "We know who you are, Jesus, Son of God."
他们会大声喊着说，我们知道你是谁，耶稣，你是神的儿子。
They could see, I could just see them going like this, "We know who you are. Don't send us away into hell."
我们仿佛能看到这些邪灵啊，就是用手抵挡的说，啊，我们知道你是谁，你不要把我们送到那个地狱里去。
But the world didn't know him.
但是世界却不认识他。
He came in verse 11, we read that he came to his own.
11节他说他到自己的地方来。
His own things, that is.
或者说他自己的东西。
His own people.
他自己的人。
Who had the prophets and the kings who prophesied and they were expecting this one to come into the world.
那这个民族呢，他们是有 他有神赐给他们的王，也有神赐给他们的先知，这些先知呢一再预言将会有弥赛亚来到他们中间。
The prophets prophesied of him coming into the world.
那先知已经早就告诉他们了，这个弥赛亚会来到他们中间。
Isaiah said, "Unto us a son is born."
弥赛亚说有一子赐给我们。
A child is born, a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
AndMicah said, "Oh Bethlehem, even though you're the smallest city in Judea, yet out of you will come the one who is the eternal one."
那弥迦书也预言说，犹大的伯利恒啊，你在诸城中虽是不是最小的，因为从你这里那永恒的那一位要来。
Moses at the burning bush spoke with this one.
摩西在这个燃烧的荆棘里甚至和这一位说过话。
The prophets all spoke of this one that would come.
那所有的先知呢都讲的都是这个要将要来的这一位。
And all through the Old Testament we see types and shadows of the person of the Lord Jesus.
那整个旧约里面我们到处都看到关于主耶稣基督的预表和他的影子。
If the Jews had not been blind, they would have seen exactly who he was.
如果这些犹太人他们眼睛如果不是瞎了的话呢，他们一定能够看出这一位是谁。
Says he came to his own things, his own countrymen, his own in accordance with the scriptures, his own scriptures. Yet they did not receive him.
所以他说他到自己的地方来，到自己的这个所选的这个民族中来，他到自己这个预言，就是他的圣经指着他说的这些。的地方来，这些人却不接待他。
Paul says that the Jews were blinded.
保罗说这犹太人是眼瞎了。
They were so proud that they had the temple and they had the priesthood and they had the offerings, they had the scriptures, they had everything. They didn't need the reality, they had the outwards things.
因为他们太骄傲了，他觉得他们有圣殿，他们有祭司制度，他们有献祭制度，他们有旧约圣经，他们觉得他们有了一切，甚至不需要这一切就是旧约的这一切所指的那个所指向的那个现实了，那个现实来的时候他们都不要了。
That's a sad story, isn't it?
这是一个很令人忧伤的故事，不是吗？
But, we have the word but there, look at that.
然后我们但是我们现在有了这样的一个转折转折词，但是就是十二节，这中文里没有翻译出来哦。
There were little children, I mean little children in heart.
那还有这样一些小孩子，就是他们的心里像小孩子一样谦卑的人。
They were not too proud of themselves that they couldn't see the beauty of this one.
他们还没有骄傲的那个程度，没看不见就是这一位的荣美的那个程度。
Those that were poor in spirit, they saw his purity.
这些呢都是在灵里贫穷的人，他们看到了主耶稣基督的洁净。
And many received him.
那他们就接待了他。
Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now these words, believe, receive, trust, this book of John is full of those statements.
像这些词啊，比如说接待、相信、信靠，这些词呢，在约翰福音里到处可见。
You see, that puts everybody on the same level, doesn't it?
那他约翰把所有的人都放在同一个层面上。
It's by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God.
因为你们得救都是本乎恩，因着信，不是因为自己，而是神所因着神的恩典。
When those that receive the Lord Jesus, they receive a brand new relationship with God.
那些接待耶稣的，就是接受耶稣的人呢，他们就接受了一个和神全新的关系。
And when we receive Christ, God receives us.
当我们接受了耶稣，神就接受了我们。
And when he receives us, he gives us the authority, the power to be called the children of God.
当神接纳了我们，接受了我们以后呢，他就给我们这个权柄或者权力，被称作神的儿女。
Do you get that?
大家明白了吗？
If you receive Christ, you have Christ in your heart, and God will receive you.
所以如果你接受耶稣，你让耶稣进到你的心里的话，神就会接受你。
There's a change now in relationship.
所以这是一个关系的交换。
You become his child.
你就成了神的儿子。
Born from above, born by the Spirit of God.
是从天上生的，是从圣灵生的。
Now verse 13.
我们再看十三节。
There's three ways, he says, that you cannot become a child of God.
这一节讲到了有三种方式你是不能成为神的儿女的。
John wants to make sure that the only way to become the son of God is to be born from God himself.
约翰在这里呢，他要确保我们明白，就是只有一个方式能使我们成为神的儿女，就是从上面而生。
In verse 13, he says, they who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So there's only one way to become a child of God.
所以成为神的儿女呢，只有一条路。
And he eliminates these other ways at the beginning.
他从一开始呢，就把其他的道路全都排除掉了。
It's not by blood.
他说不是从血气生的。
That is not of natural descent.
那就是他不是一个天然的这个传下来的，就是生出来的。
If you were born into a Christian family and both your parents were dedicated Christians, that will not make you a Christian.
那也就是说，即使你生在一个基督徒的家庭，你的父母双方呢都是虔诚的基督徒，也不能使你成为一个重生的基督徒。
The spiritual birth is not inherited.
所以这个属灵的出生啊，它不是能够继承的。
That's the first prohibition there.
这是第一条堵上的路。
Nor, he says, It's not the will of the flesh.
那第二条呢，说的是它不是从情欲生的。
Like the flesh speaks of our old nature.
那这里的情欲呢，就是指我们的老我。
Which includes our will, our intellect, and so on.
就包括我们的意志和理智。
So it doesn't matter how, and it includes your emotions as well.
也包括你的情感。
So you cannot by yourself say, I am going to be a child of God.
你不能说自己说啊，我要成为神的儿女，你就成为神的儿女了。
Some try to get a certain feeling that will prove to them and others perhaps that they are Christians.
那有些人呢会努力想追求一种感觉，这种用这种感觉来向他们自己证明或向别人证明他们是基督徒。
If you want to become a soldier, as I did,
如果你想成为士入伍当兵，就像我曾经做过的那样的话，
you don't make yourself a uniform and put it on and tell everybody that you're a soldier.
那不是说你自己穿上一套这个制服，然后你就跟别人说我当兵了。
What you have to do is you have to go into a recruiting office and join the army.
那你需要做的是什么呢？你需要到征兵处去，这个真的进到这个部队里才行。
They will make you a soldier.
是他们才能够把你变成一个士兵的。
The same way, that's maybe a weak example, but you cannot make yourself a Christian.
这个不是一个可能不是一个特别恰当的例子，但是我是想说明的意思就是你不能让自己。不能靠自己成为一个基督徒。
Nor of the will of man either.
最后一个也不是从人意生的。
That is, no one else can make you a Christian.
也就是说，没有其他人能够把你变成一个基督徒。
No priest or preacher or pastor or friend or family member, no one else can make you a Christian.
那不管是传道人，或者是牧师，或者是你的朋友，或者你的家人。没有一个人能够把你变成基督徒。
You have to deal directly with God himself.
你必须自己和神之间建立关系。
There's only one way to become a child of God, and that is you must be born again.
对，你要成为神的儿女，只有唯一的一条路，就是你必须重生。
All the authority and the power comes from God himself.
那所有的权柄和权能都是从神自己来的。
And it's all found in the person of Jesus, isn't it?
那这一切呢，都是在耶稣基督这个人身上找到的。
You receive Christ, you receive all the power and authority of God to make you a child of His own.
你接受了耶稣基督，你就得着了一切能让你成为神的儿女的这个权柄和权能。
Now, we'll leave it at.Here for tonight, and wonder if there might be some time. There's some time here for questions.
好，我们今天呢就讲到这里，我们留点时间看有没有什么问题。
燕玲，我有个问题。
我问你问题就是，您刚才讲约翰是先知，旧约先知的最后一位。那在约翰福音被你们排到那个新约里面。
OK， Johnny's question is， you mentioned the John the Baptist is the last prophet of the Old Testament. But why he's in the New Testament? He's recording about him.
Yeah, very good.
我给大家说一下，张宁问题可能听不清啊，就是张宁说刚才Eric 说施洗约翰是旧约的最后一个先知，那么为什么是在新约里面提到他？谢谢。
The Old Testament dispensations, they only ended with the death and of Christ and the birth of the church. The new.
那就旧约这个整个这个时代啊，是以什么为结束的呢？是以主耶稣基督的死和教会的出生为标志的。
Turn with me to Matthew. For example, it's in a number of places. Matthew, the chapter 26.
马太福音的二十六章。
And verse 28. 28
节。
Or verse 27.
27节。
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
27和28两节，又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，这个英文里面是说，是我立新约的血，为多人流出来的，使罪得赦。
So, the old covenant, the old testament, that means, or the old covenant, testament and covenant are the same words.
那旧约啊，旧约在英文里有两个词，一个是covenant, 一个是 testament.
The Lord Jesus said, when he instituted at the night of his death, or the night before his death, he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood." As a picture, the next day he would die, and his death would that blood would would ratify the new covenant.
那就在主被卖的前一夜啊，就在这里，他说这个血啊，就是你们要喝的这个杯呢，就是我立新约的血。这里呢，是一个象征，那就是指着他第二天呢，他就要的确在十字架上死了，他要流出血。那个血呢，就是确立的这个新约的血。
In another place, the Lord said, "I came to fulfill the law and the prophets."
还有一个地方呢，记载主说，他说我来呢是来应验这个先知的话的。
No one had ever kept the law up until then.
就是来满足律法以及先知的话的，因为除了他，没有一个人能够行全律法。
That law which Israel had broken, he completely kept.
那以色列人所违反的律法呢，主耶稣都完全的守住了。
So God was glorified in his life.
所以神在这个耶稣基督的这个他的这个完美的生命里呢，是得着了荣耀。
And then all the Old Testament scriptures that predicted his death were fulfilled at that time.
所以在他死在十字架的那一刻呢，那旧约所有指向他的这个死的这个预言呢，就都成就了。
So in one sense, the Old Testament continues right through in the Gospels almost.
所以换句话说呢，就是这个旧约这个时代呢，是一直延续到这个福音书这个部分的，就是福音书里面记载的这些内容的。
Thank you. That was a good question.
那这是一个好的问题。
You have.
叶林，我有个问题。
好。
我的问题就是，这得救，我们人得救是一个点。是一条垂直线还是一条水平线
？What？ 什么？得救是什么？
人得救是一个点，一条垂直线还是一条水平线？
一条垂直线是什么意思啊？
就是
我就字面给你翻吧。Ing's question is, the salvation of one people is a point.Or a horizontal line or perpendicular line? It's literally her question.
The salvation?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what.
就是艾瑞克也不明白你说的这个点和垂直线、水平线是什么意思。我是就是字面这么翻的。
嗯，
I think she's implying that salvation could take place at a point in time, or it could take place as we proceed along to get to that point, or it could take place as we get closer to God till we get to that point. Is salvation a point in time, or is it a bit of a continuum in either direction? That's my understanding of the question.
Harold 说他对于你这个问题的理解是不是这样，就是你是说一个人得救他是只是一个时点的事情，还是一个时间上延续的这么一个过程，或者说呢你垂直的线是说他和神的这个关系就是从地上到天上的这个方向，是这个意思吧？
是的，是的。
Yes, yeah, your understanding is right.
Okay, all we need now is an answer. Well, let me just carry on then briefly to say that the salvation is in Scripture illustrated as a new birth. It's more than an illustration, it is a new birth.
圣经里面说呢，一个人得救就是一个新生，就是新的出生，新重新生出来。
And a birth takes place at a moment in time.
那出生的就是那么一刻就完成了，就是发生了。
But there is much that leads up to a birth. A birth takes place over, not over time, but there's a lot of time before the actual birth.
但是呢，要导致出生的前面会有相当长一段时间预备，然后一直延续到这个出生这一刻。
Similarly, after birth, there is much growth.
然后同样的道理，就是出生以后呢，会有很长的成长的时间。
So that's a very simple answer, but I believe it's a biblical answer because the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
那我这个回答很简单，但是我觉得是合圣经的，因为神对主耶稣对尼哥底母说呢，你必须要重生。
Yeah, I agree with what Harold is saying that there could be much heart searching and doubt up to the point of salvation.
他说 ，Eric 说他同意刚才 Harold 说的，就是一个人呢，他可能前面会有很多的寻求的时间或者怀疑的时间，一直到最后他得救的那一刻。
And there can be a lot of doubt and uncertainty after salvation.
对，那同样那个得救以后呢，这个人可能还会有很多不确定的这个时间，或者是有一些很多的这个怀疑疑惑。
I know the night I got saved.I had struggled a long time with the making the choice, choosing to follow the Lord or follow my own ways.
我记得在我得救的那天晚上啊，我是很挣扎，我就是一直挣扎于这两个方向，我到底是选择跟随主呢，还是跟随我自己的道路。
And so, When I tried my best to try and sit on the fence for as long as possible.
然后我就骑墙啊，我就骑在这个墙上啊，骑到我实在是骑的很长很长时间，骑到我不能再骑了为止。
But it was a terrible, I went through a terrible time trying to do that.
但是我这样做的时候呢，其实我的日子是不好过的。
So one night I,got down on my knees and said, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
那直到有一天呢，我终于跪下来，我跟主说，主啊，我想让你做我的救主。
I can't remember the exact prayer, but I was sincere.
我不记得我当时做的具体的这个说的这个祷告的话是什么了，但是我承认，我那时候一定是真诚的。
The next day, I began to feel a little, well,Had I really done it the right way?
然后第二天呢，我就开始怀疑了，我这样我做的这个方式对不对呀？
Had I said the right words, you know, had I held my mouth right? I don't know.
我就在想，我说的这个 祷告的这些话这用语对不对呀、啊、或者我这张嘴的这个方式都对不对、啊、
So I asked him to come into my heart again the next day.
然后第二天呢我又请求主进到我的心里又做了第二次这样的祷告。
I said, well, this can never end. So I decided that I just was going to believe.
然后我觉得我一直这样怀疑下去怀疑下去就没完了呀然后我就最后决定说我就相信了。
The important thing is do you believe now that you are,
Amen.
That you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以最重要的事情呢就是你现在相不相信耶稣啊做你的救主啊
That's the question I ask myself and I ask people as well. Do you believe now? If you believe now, yes, you are born again.
我就是这样问自己也是问别人的你现在相不相信啊如果你现在相信了你就重生了。
I thought there should have been some flash of lightning or some angel come and visited me or something, but.
我本来以为我应该能够看到什么天上的闪电呢或者看到有天使来造访我但是其实都没有。
But instead, it was just a quiet trust in God.
其实只是非常安静的信靠神对神的信任。
To trust his word.He that comes to me, I will in no way cast out.
就是相信神，主耶稣说过的话，他说，凡到我这里来的，我绝不撇弃他。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
你相信耶稣基督，你就必得救。
Makes it pretty simple.
就是把这件事的想简单点，没那么复杂。
Altogether apart from what you might feel.
就跟我们的感觉是没有什么关系的。
It's just complete trust.
就是完全的信任。
It's a spiritual birth, not an emotional birth.
这是一个属灵的重生，不是情感的重生，情感上面的重生。
And so, I point back to the first night, not the second.
所以我还是觉得我是第一天就得救了，不是第二天。
But there are people that.I've heard that they couldn't tell you the exact time when they came to the Lord.
我还听过一些人说他们不能确定自己具体是哪一个时点是到主那里去的是信靠主的。
But all they know is that they believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是他们所知道的就是他们的确相信耶稣基督然后他们得救了。
So my story is similar.
我的故事也差不多。
I too got to the point where I got down on my knees and I told the Lord that I wanted to be saved, that I believed and wanted to be saved.
然后我也到了一个时刻，我跪下来跟主说，那我想要相信，我想要得救。
Up to that point, I'd heard and heard and heard the wonderful message of the gospel, and frankly, I never said no.
那在此之前呢，我一遍一遍的听过这个福音的信息，我都没有说不。
And so one night I was lying in bed, and I said, "Now, Harold, do you believe?"
那有一天呢，我躺在床上，我就问自己 ，Harold， 你信不信啊
？And I said, "Well, yeah, I believe. I've always believed."
然后我说我信呢，我一直都信呢。
And then I said to myself, "Well, Harold, did you ever tell the Lord that you believe?"
然后我就说 ，Harold， 我问自己 ，Harold， 你有没有告诉过主耶稣你信他了
？I said, "No, no, I never told him."
然后我说，哎呀，我还没从来没有告诉过他。
I said, "Well, have you ever thanked the Lord for saving you?"
然后我又问自己，你有没有感谢过主救了你呢
？And I thought, "No, no, I've never done that properly."
然后我也没有。做过好好的就是感谢过主。
So I said, well, it's all pretty simple. Why don't you just get out of bed and tell the Lord that you really do believe, you're thankful that he died for you, and you want him to be your savior and your Lord. And so there was a time that night when I chose him to be my savior. I believed it before. I didn't understand more.But I took an action, and the action was, I said, Lord Jesus, please save me. I believe you. Thank you. Take me.
所以呢，那这个问题就很简单了。我就对哈罗德说：“那你现在就坐起来，告诉主你已经相信了，你也感谢他救了你，然后你接受他做你的救主和主。”所以那天晚上呢，我是做了这样一个选择，我采取了一个行动，我告诉主我相信他了，我也感谢他救了我。
And then a few weeks later, I thought about the fact that one day I'd be sitting in a chapel like this, talking to people like you, and they would say to me, "When did you get saved?"
然后过了两周呢，我坐在教会里的时候呢，就有人问我说，你什么时候得救的？
And I said, I can't remember. It was a few weeks ago. I wonder, but I couldn't remember what the date was.
然后他说，哎呦，那这个过了几个星期了，我已经不记得具体确定是哪一天了。
So I got out of bed again, and I told the Lord I was very embarrassed, but I'd forgotten, but I'll remember this time.
然后我那天晚上呢，又从床上爬起来了，跟主说，哎呀，我很不好意思，我上次没有记住是哪一天，我今天呢再说一遍，我一定要记住是哪一天。
And so I forgot that date too.
那结果这天我又给忘了。
But I only got saved once.
但是其实我得救只是一次，就是只得救了一次。
The result after I got saved was I had a compulsion to tell others what had happened to me.
那我艾克叔他得救的时候有一个结果呢，就是他特别的想要去告诉别人。
And that to me later became a confirmation.
Amen.
那这个后面我明白了，这其实是我得救的一个确据。
In Romans 10:9-10, it says that if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved.
那这是罗马书的这个十章九节里说的，就是你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Because you're expressing now that new birth that has taken place.
因为你的这个表达，你想要告诉别人这件事呢，就证明你的这个新生的这个生命。
Just like a new baby has to take a first breath, so the Christian has to just tell others, tell God, tell others about what has taken place
Amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
那就像这个婴儿出生的以后呢，他一定要有第一口呼吸一样，就是一个新生的基督徒呢，他也一定会想要把这件事告诉别人。不管是告不仅是告诉神，也告诉别人。
Well, our time is gone, and I think May had a question.
Yeah. A quick question. So when is the whole Old Testament finished?
When is it?
When all the Old Testament, all the books of Testament written.
Well, the New Covenant, it involves Israel. This is a more complex, this is not a simple answer. I can't give you.
So all the 39 books in the Old Testament,
Yeah.
All the books, when they are finished.
Oh, what day?
Yeah. In other words, how long it took to finish written all the 39 books in the Old Testament?
Oh, from, well,
from Genesis to
Moses wrote that about 1300 B.C.
就是摩西写这个书的时候是公元前1300年。
And Malachi was the last written about 400 years before B.C.
马拉基书呢是公元前400年写的，你自己剪一下。不，就是旧约是从公元前1300年开始写，一直写到公元前400年，对，中间900年。
About 900 years.
900 years, 对。然后中间隔了四百年，再写了信，耶稣再来，对对。
诞生以后，就是七月一直到公元七十多年前，150年，七月写成，
新约写成它是从so when is the first book of the New Testament written?
The first
one was, yeah.
Well, I think Mark is, they think, most believe that Mark was perhaps the first gospel written. Mm-hmm. The book of James may have been the first written. We're not sure of that. They were early. Probably Mark written, I think, as early as 48 AD. 48. So with about 15 to 20 years after the death and burial of Christ. A short period of time.
就是大部分人圣经学者认为呢，马可福音是新约的第一卷书，那也有人说是这个雅各书比较早的，但是大部分认为是马可。马可是写在主去世以后差不多15年左右的时间，就是公元后的40多年吧，40多年这个时候。
I'm gonna have to get you a scholarly book. Let's close in prayer then.
好，我们做个结束的祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for your word.
主，我们再次为你的话语感谢你。
That word which speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God.
那您的话语呢，都是讲的都是关于神的道，就是主耶稣基督的。
Help us, Lord, to glorify Him in our lives and in our words. We pray.
主啊，盼望。您能够使我们的生活和我们的话语都能够荣耀他。
So Father, we ask your blessing upon each one tonight and give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您祝福今天晚上的每一位人，感谢您。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名
，Amen. Thanks. Amen.
谢谢大家。